Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Look, family traditions and habits, you know, if you're doing them within the family, you wouldn't know that they were bizarre because you don't know if other families are doing that or not. And maybe sometimes it's too awkward to ask somebody until you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah. And we're about to talk about it right now because I was hanging out with my brother all weekend, obviously in Nashville for the Taylor Swift concert. A week ago, my mom was here. So I've been spending a ton of time with my family and I've been picking up this weird habit that every time I accidentally do it in public, people get really weirded out.
This is Abby's very first Am I Normal?
Okay, yeah. Mm. We've done this before where you ask a question wondering if what you're doing is normal, and other people always call up and go, oh, yeah, of course we do that too.
No,
yeah.
That person that liked to have buttons over their eyes, laying on top of their eyes, they were the only person to call with that little kink.
I don't recall that.
Oh, yes.
That. You remember the button? That's a core memory for you.
No, like underneath their eyelids, yes. They put buttons. I remember that clear as day. Yeah. I remember where I was sitting. Yeah. That was the most unusual call.
You guys, I was this close to dropping the F-bomb thinking that we were recording the bonus content. We just recorded it a couple of seconds ago.
I had that problem earlier, too.
Okay.
I want to know, like, how did that habit even start? You know what? We'll move on. Mine's much cuter. So this is an Am I Normal, but it's like kind of weird. It's like a cute weird, but every time I do it, I get like weird looks. Like I was in the break room the other day, accidentally did it in front of Romeo, and he was like, what are you doing? So this isn't what you...
What was that?
He sounds like a Muppet now. So this isn't what you disclosed to me at breakfast earlier this week that you and your family all have in common.
What did I disclose?
You said you guys are like vomiters.
Oh, we are family vomiters.
Like what? Wait, what?
We have like weak stomachs, not in like a sad Aunt Abby's bulimic way, more in like a we're just nervous people.
I'm not bulimic. I'm just nervous. Is that what you're saying?
So, because she told me all these times that she and her family just vomit.
Yeah, like together. Yeah, just
no. So my brother would give.
It's like family bonding.
Yeah,
you guys ready?
Some families play board games. Yeah. Some vomit.
I mean, we played the game of life.
On three.
Here we go.
So my brother gets real. When he was younger, he would get really, really anxious, and so he has vomited at like every major landmark across the globe. Like I remember when we went to New York, he was really anxious about going to New York for the first time because he had watched, you know, some 9/11 documentaries and, you know, just kind of really freaked him out. So we would be walking around New York. He would just
out of nowhere
on a street corner because he would be so anxious about it. It's kind of sad in hindsight, but like kind of funny too.
And with the rest of the family seeing him throw up, have those like throw up sympathy things?
No, we just vomit very easily. Like we are just thrower uppers. And like we were at Caesar's grave and Ben threw up like bright blue Powerade. Really, maybe it is just my brother, but I'm a vomer too.
Maybe just give him one for his homies.
You gotta pull one out. Yeah.
This one's for my boy Caesar. But anyway, that's not the habit I'm referring to.
Okay.
Because my family, we have this thing that I found on the internet. So we're not the only ones who have this habit, but maybe just this specific thing that we do is a little bit more niche. It's called Familect. And it's when you're around your family so much, you start to pick up the same slang. Mm-hmm. And it's like a dialect within your family.
Yeah.
And so for my family, we do this thing called the dog voice, where we will make up voices for our pets and like communicate as if they're in the room. So like we have two dogs now, like Leo and Griffin. And so if we're all in the room, we'll be like, I want to go potty aside. You want to go pie aside? Okay, we'll go pie aside. And I, now it's become like my nervous habit that like if I'm like grabbing something, like when I saw Romeo in the break room, I was like, I'm going to grab some coffee real quick.
You talk to Romeo in your doggy voice?
Yes.
So when does it kick in if there's no dog around? Your dog's not around. When does that kick in sometimes?
It's just like, it just happens. So like we'll be like walking. So when we were in Nashville,
I actually prefer you vomit in front of me.
Second that.
So well, I know. So I guess really I am not normal. But we were like in Nashville, and he was like, "Do you want to go to this bar? You want to go to Florida Georgia Line?" And I was like, "Yeah, I want to go to Florida Georgia Line."
So the two of you guys are speaking like this with other people around.
Yes, and people are like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I might have vomited if I saw it.
But we do.
It's cute.
We do it. Cute.
We do it so much. Like if it's like I do this at home with my cats too. I'll be like, "Oh, you so sweet. You said that mommy wasn't home." Yes, I was sad that mommy wasn't home, and I just talked to my cat. Really, this is just a product of me being really lonely.
Now that part I get, but keeping the dog dialogue when the dog's not around amongst family members, I'm gonna say is unique.
Yeah, so weird.
I don't do it, but I feel like I get it. Like almost like it's like your internal monologue coming out, and it's a different voice. Like if you guys seen Jim Gaffigan stand up, where he's like, hi. He does the weird voice, and it makes sense. I get it, and I don't think it's that weird. A little bit, but not that weird.
It's like a character that we're bringing around with us. Like,
I'd rather you have that than vomit on or near me.
Yeah, because then it might cause everyone else to throw up too. Make everyone else uncomfortable. Then there'll be vomit everywhere.
Oh my God, it'd be so sad.
Mo, at any point over the last 3 minutes, have you had the thought, effing white people?
About three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say.
Hey, The Bird Show.